This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. In Jammu and Kashmir, campaigning is in full swing for the third and final phase of assembly elections. Voting will be held for 40 assembly segments on Tuesday. Leaders of various political parties are holding rallies and roadshows to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a rally in Jammu tomorrow. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address two rallies in Ramgarh and Chamb sector today, while party leader Priyanka Gandhi will also address rallies tomorrow. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, today launched searches at multiple locations in the Rajouri and Riasi districts of Jammu Division as part of its investigation into the deadly terror attack on a bus in June this year. The bus was carrying pilgrims returning from Shivkhori Temple in Riasi district when it was attacked by terrorists. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that multiple NIA teams have been conducting searches since this morning. India has condemned the act of vandalism at BAP's Sri Swaminarayan Mandir at Sacramento in California. The incident took place on the 24th of this month. The Consulate General of India in San Francisco has taken up the matter with local authorities to take immediate action against those responsible. World Tourism Day is being celebrated today. The day is celebrated on the 27th of September every year, highlighting the role of tourism in connecting people and boosting economies. The theme for this year is Tourism and Peace. An event to mark the day is underway in New Delhi. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar is taking part in the event. Several programs are being held in Uttar Pradesh on World Tourism Day. Talking to Akashvani News, Principal Secretary of Tourism Mukesh Meshram said the state government is taking steps to promote various tourism sectors, including agri and rural tourism. The 21st Annual Conference of Commonwealth Parliamentary Association, CPA, India Region Zone 3, began at Aizawl in Mizoram today. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla is attending the two-day conference. The annual conference brings together legislative leaders, policymakers, and stakeholders from across the nation. It aims to foster collaboration, exchange best practices, and address pressing legislative challenges. The department-related standing committees of the parliament have been constituted. Bhartruhari Mehtab of BJP will head the panel on finance, while Shashi Tharoor of Congress will chair the committee on external affairs. Former Union Minister Radha Mohan Singh will be the chairperson of the defence panel, and BJP Rajya Sabha MP Radha Mohan Das Agrawal will head the department-related standing committee on home. NCP MP Sunil Tatkare will be heading the panel on petroleum and natural gas, and Srirang Appa Barne of Shiv Sena will chair the committee on energy. Congress MP Charanjit Singh Channi will head the Committee on Agriculture, Animal Husbandry and Food Processing, and Saptagiri Ulaka of Congress has been made chairperson of the Committee on Rural Development and Panchayati Raj. Israel has intensified its military operations against armed group Hezbollah in Lebanon, rejecting proposals for a ceasefire despite growing international pressure. The Israeli Defense Forces confirmed the death of Mohammad Hussein Sarood, commander of Hezbollah's aerial forces, in the fresh airstrike in capital Beirut. In the U.S., one person has been killed after the fast-moving Hurricane Helene made landfall in northwestern Florida as a powerful Category 4 storm. The U.S. National Hurricane Center called Helene an extremely dangerous and life-threatening storm and urged people to stay sheltered. The weather forecaster said it is expected to bring damaging winds and flash flooding to parts of the low-lying state. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in Saurashtra and Kutch, Konkan, Goa and central Maharashtra today. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is also expected in sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Jharkhand and Bihar today. In cricket, the second and final test between India and Bangladesh got underway in Kanpur today. Put into bat, Bangladesh was 60 for 2 on day 1 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.